It is with a certain air of controlled desperation that the Bush administration is asking a bailout in Iraq from the United Nations that it has long scorned.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Having invaded Iraq without a UN mandate last March, the administration didn't think to mention any role for the World Organization when it reached an agreement with the American-created Governing Council in November for a transfer of sovereignty less than 6 months from now. The idea was that assemblies of notables, something like caucuses, would select a parliament with a safe number of delegates friendly to America. The parliament would in turn elect an interim government to which power would be handed over with great ceremony on June 30th. But incomprehensibly, the plan did not reckon with the feelings of the long-persecuted Shiites, forming 60% of the population. They have bitter memories of having been twice summoned to rebellion by the Nixon and by the first Bush administration, and twice left to the mercy of Saddam Hussein when the chips were down. 8 days ago, apparently to the surprise of Administrator Paul Bremer, the election plan was rejected by the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the charismatic leader of the Shiites. He demanded popular elections, which would have given his people a dominant voice, and they turned out in the streets by the tens of thousands to support him. Now Ambassador Bremer, having felt the pulse of the White House, has gone figuratively hat in hand to ask Secretary General Kofi Annan to broker some kind of compromise. That presumably would include a role for the UN in the governing process that the administration has long refused. The Bush administration has a lot at stake. Disruption of the timetable for the creation of an Iraqi government could delay the rotation of American troops and could conceivably become an issue in the American election campaign. And so the administration approaches the UN with something it hasn't displayed for a long time: humility. This is Daniel Shore.